Hey there, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today, we're hearing from Megan Rolofson. That name might not be familiar to our listeners, Jesse, but Megan's involved with all sorts of projects behind the scenes as the coordinator of Adventures in Odyssey.
Let's hear her adventure to Odyssey. Well, this is going to be fun because we have Bob's cubicle neighbor in studio with us. So welcome, Megan.
Hi, Jesse. Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So Megan, to start off, I just want to know, when did you first start listening to Odyssey? And kind of what was your family's experience in listening to the show?
Yeah, so to be honest, I cannot remember my childhood without Adventures in Odyssey. So I'm assuming it was before memory kicks in that we started listening. I have three younger sisters, and we grew up outside of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh,
about
yeah.
30 minutes, so it's a perfect Adventures in Odyssey time slot. You know, once we got in the car to head in for youth group or Awana or visiting Grandma and Grandpa, it usually fit right in there with Adventures in Odyssey. So lots of car rides with it.
All of us probably dreamed about what we'd be when we grew up. I wanted to be an architect till I realized there was math involved.
Right.
And I wanted
right.
to be a basketball player, but I stopped growing in eighth grade right. and I can't jump.
Yep.
So yeah. Megan, how about you? When you were a kid, what did you hope your career would be?
Yeah, I think when I was a kid, I wanted to be either a teacher or a weather girl on the news.
Oh.
Those were the two things that I remember, like play acting with my sisters. With three younger sisters, I always had an audience. And so, you know, I remember play acting, and they were either my, you know, students in the classroom, or they were my sound engineers on the weather station or whatever. So I think when I was a kid, that's what I wanted to be, a teacher or a weather girl on the news.
And at what point did you decide that wasn't what you're going to be?
Well, as I got older, and when I started college, my plan was to go to law school. I was going to be a big shot attorney that won all her cases, who had a handsome partner. I found out that I wanted to be an attorney on TV.
Yes,
like, that
I love those
not,
shows.
That is not reality. And that really shifted then just right away in college. I got the opportunity to work for a law firm, which I absolutely loved. It was very fascinating. I loved the relationships that I built with the lawyers and the paralegals and the legal assistants. But then that's just when I kind of realized, all right, law is not for me. But that's when my passion for like leading, guiding, serving people kicked in.
Mm.
And so that's really when it made the shift more into guest relations or recruitment or kind of helping guide people through whatever their next steps were going to be.
Cool. And you first connected with Odyssey through Sight and Sound Theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And for our listeners who don't know what Sight and Sound is, we've done several stories on Sight and Sound actually in Clubhouse Magazine. So talk about your connecting with Sight and Sound and then how that led to Adventures in Odyssey here.
Yeah, for sure. So in 2016 is when I started working for Sight and Sound Theaters. I was in their guest services team, overseeing the box office and the contact center, and then I was in marketing and sales.
Oh, cool.
That's how I made the connection with Adventures in Odyssey. Part of marketing and sales was public relations, and so Bob and members of the film team came to Sight and Sound to do a behind-the-scenes video for a club, club video for
uh-huh.
the episode Always Do Your Best-ish.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I actually got to be their host the entire day. So I got to connect them with the actors who were going to be giving them their tour. I got to connect them with the animal handlers who were going to introduce them to, I think you guys met a camel and a
llama.
A llama.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I just got to be kind of their host for the day. I'm pretty sure there's also documentation of Bob trying on Samson's wig.
Yes.
I'm sure that I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the one that weighed like 5 pounds.
It
too.
Was. Now, most people didn't understand the why behind that, but you want to explain why there was one wig that was particularly heavy?
Yes, absolutely. So Sight and Sound Theaters is a Christian theater company. They have two locations, one in Branson, Missouri, and one in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And essentially what they do is they bring epic Bible stories to life on stage. And so Jonah, Joseph, Moses, and Samson, and many others were there. So Samson was the show that was on stage when Adventures in Odyssey came to visit. And they actually got to meet the actor who played Samson
at
the time.
Who's also an Odyssey fan. He grew up an Odyssey fan.
He is a huge Odyssey fan. Great. I mean, Joel geeked out more than I did when we found out that you guys were coming. So yeah, he's a huge, huge fan. I still stay in touch with him. So every once in a while, I'm like, Joel, guess what I got to do at Adventures in Odyssey today? So
you're a rock star.
Anyway.
So back to the wig.
Yes, back to the wig. So with Samson, as we know in the Bible, Samson had the long hair and he was commanded never to cut his long hair. And that's where kind of the essence of his strength came from, through the Lord, of course. And so throughout the show, his wig just gradually got longer and longer because he aged. And so the wig that Bob got to try on was one of the longest ones. And so it had the long hair, it had gold beads in it, it had just all kinds of intricacies in it. And it was
And magnets,
yeah.
And that was the heavy part because there's the part of the show, and this is when you're in the audience, you don't exactly know. Can I give this secret away? I mean, is this all right?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, is the part, of course, where Delilah cuts his hair.
Yep.
And so that they didn't have to, you know, every show cut a wig and then have to get a new one.
Right.
They actually attached all those extensions with magnets.
Yeah.
So all she did was made it look like she was cutting it, and she separated those magnets and it fell to the floor.
Yeah.
But those magnets got heavy.
They were heavy. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He had to wear well, I won't give away all the secrets, but yes, it's a very heavy one. So it was fun to kind of get to play around with that. So yeah. So that's how I got connected. Literally connected outside of just growing up with
magnetically it. Connected.
So, connected.
So how did God take you from sight and sound to Adventures in Odyssey? What were the steps in between? Because it wasn't an immediate transition.
It wasn't. It was about 2 years because you guys came, I think, in 2018 and somewhere around there.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. And so, yeah, just made that connection. And then 2 years later, like so many people, I unfortunately lost my job at Sight and Sound due to the impact of COVID-19. Still have huge admiration for them, left on great terms. It was just an unfortunate situation like many of us experienced. But when that happened, it was one of those just reminders from the Lord of like, hey, it's not always what you know, it's who you know. And so
and who knows you?
And who knows who knows me?
Yeah.
And so just being able to then look for, as I was looking for jobs, applying for different places, saw this position available with Adventures in Odyssey. Then throughout the process, got to have the interview, and then Bob was on the other side of the Zoom call interview when I got to have that second round interview. So it was just that whole series of, you know, the Lord's faithfulness and just him taking me through that journey. So
that's awesome. I'm guessing Bob Sands wig in the
yes, no wig. There's no wig.
Yeah, no wig in the
no
second
wig.
Time. Yeah.
No wig.
Justin McGlare.
So when you made that transition, obviously it's Sight and Sound, you're working with actors, you're coordinating with media, you're doing, like you said, serving people and connecting people.
Yeah.
I guess what was the biggest surprise? Because you do a lot of those same things at Odyssey, but what was the biggest surprise? And what were some of the skills that just flowed just seamlessly from one job to the next?
Yeah, so I have always loved being in the details of whatever I've been working on. So before Sight and Sound, I was an event coordinator for the University of Nebraska for 8 years. So coordinating tour guides, coordinating college representatives, coordinating, you know, prospective students that were coming on tours. Sometimes it was like herding cats, you know, but I always loved being in the details and kind of being behind the scenes of making something work smoothly so that people in the front didn't really have to worry about anything. So I got to do a lot of the same types of things at Sight and Sound with guest services, because the whole point of guest services is to make sure that there is nothing that hinders the guest experience while they're there.
Right.
And so that was my job. Now here with Odyssey, it's the same type of thing. Like the guys just got back from a recording session. And so if I don't hear that things fell through, for me, that's a huge win, because that means the minor details that I was in charge of and watching went smoothly. And so those types of things just definitely transitioned from one role to another.
Yeah. Well, you've got great people skills. And sometimes the people who are really wonderful with details aren't always good with people and vice versa.
True. You know? It's true. Yeah.
But you do both extremely well. In fact, one of the things you're helping us with right now, we've got a contest going on. It's called our 100 Adventures, 100 Winners Contest for the Adventures and Odyssey Club. And Megan is really quarterbacking that event and going through a lot of essays right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've read through about 200 or so essays that we've seen, and they're awesome to read through. I mean, just being able to hear from the audience and from the fans of just what they love about it. And it ranges everything from, hey, we love all of the episodes in one spot, to, hey, these episodes really got me through when my mom was going through a health scare or my dad lost his job or whatever those stories. So it's been pretty cool just to read through and hear kind of the testimonies from each of our fans. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's cool. And now that you're on the team and you're an adult, I guess, do you still connect with the stories of Adventures and Odyssey? Like you know, obviously maybe different than when you were a child, but do you still connect with it?
I definitely still connect. I'll be honest, I love going back through the ones that I grew up with, and there's just that nostalgia with it. Mm-hmm. But I have 5 nephews who love Adventures in Odyssey. And so that's how I really connect with it now, because when they listen to an episode, it's really fun to sit down and talk with them and be like, all right, what'd you hear from Wooten today? Or what adventure did you go on with Jason? Or, you know, did you learn anything from Wit today? You know, those types of things. And so I really have that connection now with my nephews, who range from 1 to 12 years old. So
well, tell us about a great adventure that you've experienced outside of your career.
Sure. So I have 2 of them, actually, that I was thinking about. One, on my 30th birthday, I went skydiving, which the best part was the free fall. I just loved that. I went tandem, and the instructor that I went tandem with, meaning we were harnessed together, he said he could hear me squealing the whole way down. And I was like, was it a joyful squeal? And he's like, yes, it was. So that's one. And then in September of 2019, a good friend of mine and I went to a guest ranch, which is a dude ranch, basically, up in the mountains. We were in Buffalo, Wyoming. And unfortunately, she got super sick while we were there. But I loved my daily horseback rides through the mountains and through the trees. Ooh, yeah. And my horse's name was Danny Boy, and he had a red ponytail just like mine.
Oh, I love it. This is a hard question, and one similar to what we asked Jonathan in the last podcast. But if you could give your childhood self a piece of advice, what advice would you give yourself?
Yeah. I would tell her not to take things so seriously and not to be so concerned with what everybody else is thinking. When I look back on like my early, like middle school, even through high school years, I was really caught up in like appearances and making sure that everything looked right and sounded right and stuff. And looking back, there are definitely opportunities that I missed. And so I would tell her to kind of chill out and not take things so seriously and really just be more in the moment.
Love that advice. Yeah.
Well, Odyssey, the team often asks new applicants for jobs.
Yeah.
When they get to that point, when we're sitting in a room together, rapid fire questions. We did that for you, didn't we?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. What do we say? Yeah. We recreate the experience now.
All right.
For the fans.
That sounds good.
We will fire off some of those rapid fire questions. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Favorite food?
My Grandpa Dean's grilled hamburgers.
Favorite color?
Husker red.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Beach or the mountains?
The mountains.
I think we kind of got that. Right? And sweet tooth or savory snacks?
Ooh, I'm usually a savory snack kind of person.
Hey, although you do keep the candy bucket.
Yeah, that explains it. That's why there's always candy there, because you're able.
Yeah, it's not me.
You resist temptation.
City life or country life?
Definitely country life.
Favorite season?
The fall.
Biggest fear?
Ladders.
All right.
Ladders.
So, ladders.
You know, only God kind of knows our future. sees his plan for us. But if you could look ahead, what would you like your next adventure to be?
So I love museums. I love museums. I love history. I can spend hours in a museum. And so I hope to someday make it out to Washington, D.C. in that area. And I just want to spend weeks going to all the museums, all the monuments, just kind of absorbing as much of our country's history there as I can. So that is on my bucket list.
Very
for
good.
Sure.
And if it's in the fall, you got to make your way up to New England.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I want to do all that, like New England. I want to get down. I want to get to Boston. I want to get to like Gettysburg. I mean, I just want to have that whole.
It's very
that's
cool.
Why I'm going to need weeks.
You will.
To do
and
that.
If it's the spring, it's the cherry blossom.
Yeah.
So you really, there's yeah. not a bad time except maybe like
yeah.
August.
Yeah.
In D.C. is not.
This is true.
I've been
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't know if I
want
to do that. But hot. Yeah. No, my boss is listening. So you think I could get like a couple weeks off to.
That's
you
right.
Know,
go visit the Museum of the Bible, do some
there
research
you go. I'll
for
do
an
some
Odyssey.
Research.
As long as there's not a recording session nearby, I think
yeah,
they're safe.
Exactly.
Well, Megan,
exactly.
thanks so much for taking time to come down and be in the studio with us today.
Yeah.
We really appreciate your being a part of the team and what everything that you bring to it.
Thank you so much, guys. It is a joy to be here.
You can hear Megan's work on pretty much any Odyssey show releasing these days. From club adventures to album episodes, you can be sure that Megan was involved in many aspects of setting up those productions.
And speaking of the club, what's the latest?
Right now, members are enjoying a full preview of the new Imagination Station book. It's called Islands and Enemies, and it finds cousins Patrick and Beth running into explorer Ferdinand Magellan.
I think that was set around 1520, if my Portuguese history is correct.
I'm impressed.
Well, I cheated a bit because I edited a story about Magellan that Marianne wrote for Clubhouse that was based on her research for this book.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you say we quit while you're ahead?
Good idea. Now, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to focus on the family. Our website is adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast.
You can join the club at aioclub.org, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.